Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Richard Gephardt as we talk about WOTUS in just a moment.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
More than once, we've read or listened to EPA officials say WOTUS is not a land grab. It's not their intent to actually regulate more lands than they currently have under their jurisdiction. But Richard Gephardt, president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and the current treasurer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, NCBA, says this rule is a huge land grab. You just have to read it.
Most of you may not know, but I'm also an attorney in addition to a cow-calf operator in northeast Oklahoma. I've read this rule multiple times. I cannot believe how shocked I am by the overreach of this rule. EPA consistently tells us in our conversations with them that is not their intent to regulate all lands. But when I read this rule, I see no way out of it that it does not give them, it gives them the authority to regulate all lands. I think back to one time when I read this rule, I think back to when I was an infantry officer in the Army, and they trained me that there were 5 types of land. And the way you recognized them, if you were sitting down on a piece of granite land and it was dark at night and you sent 4 soldiers out on the compass points and they all came back and they said, I was going uphill, you were in a depression. If those 4 young men came back to you and said, all 4 of them went downhill, you were on a hilltop. If 3 of them went up and 1 of them went down, you were in a valley or a draw. And the opposite, you were on a ridgeline. And the last piece of ground was 2 of them going up and 2 of them going down, you were on a saddle. All of those pieces of land, except for a depression, drain water. In my legal opinion, they're all within the reach of this rule, because no matter where they drain, they're going to drain into something that's going to drain into something else that's going to eventually, if you're in between the two mountain ranges, get to the Mississippi, except for some exceptions in the northern part of the United States. All of them get to the Gulf of Mexico. You know, you may have found it interesting that I use the pronouns something, something, and something, and it reflects back on some conversations that I've had with EPA, spending hours with attorneys talking about the difference between gullies and draws and valleys. And that's how ridiculous this rule is written.
Attorney, cattle producer Richard Gephardt, who says that the overreach, the intrusion into your daily agricultural lives of this particular rule from EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers is breathtaking. He says it's time now, if you haven't already, to go and make a comment about this proposal. The comment period is open till the 20th of October. You've got the Beef Buzz on.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.